We have started a new series known as the Conversations of the Quran. The very first week we talked about the conversation between Allah and the angels. Last week we talked about the conversation that takes place between the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam. Today, inshallah, we're talking another conversation, and this is a conversation that is related to Isa alayhi salam. And this is not only a conversation regarding this dunya, but a conversation with Isa alayhi salam that took place in this dunya, and a future conversation that will take place between Isa alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, is that the reason why these stories are shared in the Quran, so that you and I, we can take a lesson from them. This is a passage that I'm taking from Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah begins, the very first ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. Oh, you people who believe, fulfill your commitments, fulfill your promises. Our ultimate promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? That we will serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now at the end of Surah Ma'idah, interestingly, the name is called, or the name of the surah is Surah Ma'idah. And throughout the entire surah, there is no mention of Ma'idah until the very, very end of the surah. And the reason why some ulama, they say that it's called Surah Ma'idah, is because this story teaches us that how these people, the people of Isa alayhi salam, the Hawariyun, his disciples, as some people have referred to them as disciples, how they did not fulfill their covenant, how they did not fulfill their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first of all is that I want to also share this important point before we get into the story, that just like amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, giving you just a very typical example, when you go back to the story of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, after the Prophet ﷺ came back, there were many people who came to the different believers, the different Sahaba, and they said that, can you believe your Prophet is saying that last night he went from here all the way to Masjid Al-Aqsa, and from there he went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and while there were some who have just converted to Islam, or there are some whose iman is not at the level of Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, even they were a little on the fence when they heard something like this. But when they came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, and he said, if the Prophet said it, it's a done deal. There is no ambiguity, there is no doubt in that statement of his. That is why he was given the title of As-Siddiq. It's not that the others did not believe, but his firmness and his belief is such that he did not have any doubt in the statement of Rasulullah sallam. Likewise, in the case of Isa alayhi salam, there were some of his disciples, his Hawariyun, whose iman was very firm in Isa alayhi salam. But there were also some whose iman was not at that level. And some ulama say that perhaps it was these people who were conversing with Isa alayhi salam. So the very first thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ. First of all, they are referring to Isa alayhi salam as Isa, the son of Maryam. Interestingly, you know, these Christians, they say that Isa was what? The son of God. If truly he was a son of God, and this is something that Isa alayhi salam, as they claim, that he was preaching to people that he was the son of God, then, you know, Isa alayhi salam would have corrected them when they said, Ya Isa ibn Maryam. But when they said Isa ibn Maryam, and Isa alayhi salam did not correct them, this is an idea. This idea that he is the son of God did not come from Isa alayhi salam, it came from later on. And by the way, if you study Christian theology, Christian history, you know, after Isa alayhi salam, of course, we believe that he was raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe that they crucified him. But it was after that Paul, a man by the name of Paul, who began to teach, and he claimed that I saw Jesus in my dream, and he's the one who's telling me to preach and teach and so forth. And later on, they got to this point where he is the son of God. But this is not a theory. This is not a theology or a belief that Isa alayhi salam, he taught his people. But then what did they say? They said, هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكُ. See, look at these people. These are, once again, they are Bani Israel at the end of the day. They are Bani Israel at the end of the day. Look at their audacity. See, one is that you want something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam said to Allah, that يَا رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنَ. He's saying, Ya Allah, show me then how do you bring the life? How do you bring life after death? كيف أريني كيف تحيي الموتى؟ Allah said to Ibrahim عليه السلام, أولم تؤمن? Do you not believe? He says, بلا ولكن ليطمئن قلبي. Just for my sake, for my heart's sake, I believe in you, Ya Allah. Look at the way Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking, Ya Allah, can you please, you know, do this for me? I just want to see this. And by the way, this is not in the beginning of the journey of Islam of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is way later. Now, on the other hand, look at Bani Israel. They're not saying, Ya Allah, or Isa alayhi salam, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, can you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can you please send a tablecloth? Look at their words. هل يستطيع ربك سبحان الله. Look at their arrogance and look at their, you know, their jahiliya at times. And this is why this is a lesson for us, that we don't ever question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't ever question the capacity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here they're saying that, oh Isa alayhi salam, does your Lord have the capacity to send a tablecloth? Subhanallah. And this is why even right now, with all the situation that we are witnessing, the events are unfolding in Gaza, a lot of times people are saying, because, you know, we are at a point where many of us are struggling with our iman. I talked about this last week. And many of us are saying that, what, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not have the capacity? Na'udhu billah, we don't say these kind of things. Allah does have the capacity, but Allah demands that we put our faith in Allah, that Allah does everything at a time and with His own plan. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. They have a plan, but Allah also has a plan, and Allah's plan always comes into fruition. So now, so you see, another thing to learn, that we don't ever question Allah's capacity. They question Allah's capacity. هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَن يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Does your Lord have the capacity to send a tablecloth? Now Isa alayhi salam, keeping in mind, he was sent to Bani Israel at a time when the people had gone far away. And if you study the people of Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, there was one group which were those who said that they were religious, but they had no religiosity in their life. It was like they treated religion almost as, you know, a cultural thing. They took pride, but they never would practice. Just like in the state of the Quraysh. The Quraysh, they would live in Mecca. They would show honor to the Kaaba, but they had no understanding of monotheism and the true practices and teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So just like the Quraysh, these people, there was those kind of group. Then you had the ulama amongst Bani Israel, who were changing the Torah, and they would just teach it themselves, keep it amongst themselves, and not share with others. So Isa alayhi salam came at that time, and he saw the corruption in Bani Israel. He saw how the Torah was being, you know, it was being abrogated and it was being altered. So now when he is teaching the Injil, he's getting rid of all the practices, and because he is exposing all these people, they did not like Isa alayhi salam for this matter. Now that he believes that these Hawariyun are my people, they believe in me, and now they are asking this kind of question, he's saying to them, ittaqullah. Like, I thought that this was something of the past. I thought you people have changed. You people have not changed. Look at the way you're demanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ittaqullaha in kuntum mu'mineen. And this is once again the nature of Bani Israel. Always demanding. Always putting conditions. If Allah does this for us, then I will do something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, this is not our way. Our way is, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبْلَنَا. First, we have to strive for Allah. Then Allah will open up the ways. I don't have a right. No one has a right to make a demand. Allah does this for me first, then I will do it. How many people, I've talked about this before, how many people pray salah, they read Quran, they do so much khairat, but then they say that, why am I going through difficulties in my life? If I'm doing all this for Allah, why am I going through these difficulties? And once again, our relationship with Allah is not transactional. It's not that I do something for Allah, now Allah has to do something for me in return. No, we are unconditionally, we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the very first ayah. Then they said, قالوا نريد أن نأكل. When Isa عليه السلام was telling them, where's your taqwa? They said, نريد أن نأكل منها. We just want to eat from it. وتطمئن قلوبنا. And we want our hearts to be in a place of ease and comfort. ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا. And we know that you are the prophet of Allah. We know that you are telling us the truth. ونكون عليها من الشاهدين. So now they're asking for a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did Isa alayhi salam do? He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, some of the ulama, they say that Isa alayhi salam had asked his hawariyun to fast for an X amount of days, for an extended period of time. So now they're looking for something in return. So what did Isa alayhi salam say? What dua he made? He did not make a demanding dua, that ya Allah, give us this. Allahumma rabbana. This teaches us the etiquettes of dua. When we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we always use beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Ghaffar, ya Ra'uf, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. We use the beautiful names of Allah when we're making dua to Allah. So he makes his dua. Allahumma rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan minas sama' تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك. Ya Allah, send upon us a tablecloth. And a tablecloth that is filled with food so that they can break their fast. And it will be an Eid, it will be a means of celebration, a happy moment for the beginning of us and the last of us, meaning all the Hawariyun who are present. And wa ayatan minka, and this will be a sign from you. Warzuqna wa anta khairu raziqin. Now, what did they do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did Allah say in return? He says, if this is what you want, قال الله إني منزلها عليكم. I will send a tablecloth upon you. However, this tablecloth comes at a condition. It comes at a price. فمن يكفر بعد منكم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحد من العالمين. By the way, Allah has not used these kind of words for anyone else in the Quran except for this group of people. He says, if they turn away from me after this, they're asking for something, I will give it to them. But if they commit kufr after this, if they are ungrateful after this, فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُ, I will give them. And by the way, inna means ta'kid, mean that emphasis. فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ, I will give them and I will inflict upon them a punishment. Not only that, but then look at the words of Allah. عَذَابًا. Allah brought these kind of, you know, in Arabic, this is called a maf'ul mutlaq. When a maf'ul mutlaq comes, it is more emphasis. That meaning that this punishment is going to be absolutely severe from Allah. فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ. I have not given this kind of punishment to anyone in human history. In mankind, I have not given this kind of punishment. Now, when you hear this kind of thing, of course, the first thing is that you would think that, okay, after this, I have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what do these people, they do? They turned away from Allah. They began to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They put Isa alayhi salam in a position of divinity. And what we learn from this is, the reason why Allah is saying this after sending the tablecloth is because there's a known fact in our deen. When you have knowledge and then you still break the orders of Allah, the punishment is double. See, one is a person who does something that is wrong out of jahiliyyah, out of ignorance. Of course, there might be some consequences. But a person who knows, they know that they're doing something that is wrong, and yet they commit haram, then there is double punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them even more. Why do you think that when it comes to the munafiqun, why Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, they will be at the lowest level of Jahannam, because they knew and they still did something that is wrong. So this is a well-known fact. And we see that we see this throughout history. Shu'aib alayhi salam, what happened in time of Shu'aib alayhi salam? The same thing happened. Salih alayhi salam, they said, ask your Lord to create from this rock a she-camel that gives birth to another camel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it. They killed that camel, and what happened after that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them a punishment. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that he will give them a punishment. But now, you know, one thing is, this is the last few verses. At the same time, these Christians may think that, okay, you know what? Even we believe that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God. That's what they believe in. And they believe that Isa alayhi salam is always going to be on their side. First of all, in this dunya, when Allah says, I will give them a punishment, Allah did not say in this dunya or the akhirah. It could happen here and it could happen over there too. But at the same time, what's going to happen to these people on the Day of Judgment? You see, you know, imagine someone comes and makes a claim against you that you told me such and such. And you said, I did not tell you such and such. They're like, no, I promise you told me such and such. And what do? You often go to a judge, you go to someone who can vouch for you. That do you think that I would say something like this? This is exactly what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment. Isa alayhi salam will be brought. All these people, these Christians who believe that Isa alayhi salam, who say that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, all these people will be brought. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Isa alayhi salam. This is the conversation between Allah and Isa alayhi salam in the akhirah. Ya Isa ibn Maryam. أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ Did you tell these people? Because once again, Isa alayhi salam is sent with an amana. He's sent with a responsibility. The responsibility is to call people to Allah. They're claiming that we have been taught about this by Isa alayhi salam. Isa is the one alayhi salam, na'udh billah, who has taught us too that he is the son of God. So Allah will ask Isa alayhi salam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ Did you tell these people that to worship you and your mother besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, you know, imagine if someone makes a very strong claim against you. And it's such an egregious claim that you know, a lot of times people are like, oh my God, subhanAllah. You know, when they hold their hands, they hold their head, like, oh my God, like what kind of a claim you're making against me? You think I would say something like this? Isa alayhi salam will do the same thing. He says, subhanak. Like, oh my God, there's no way, ya Allah. There's no way I would say something like this. Subhanaka, ma yakunu li an aqula ma laysa li bihaq. I will only teach them what you told me to teach them. In kuntu qultuhu faqad alimta. Even if they're saying in kuntu qultuhu faqad alimta, you know, ya Allah, wa kunta alayhim shahidan ma dumtu fihim. As long as I was with them, you knew exactly what I was teaching them, and you are my witness that I would never ever say something like this. At that time, these people who believe in Isa alayhi salam and they put Isa alayhi salam in the position of divinity, at that time, they will be given a punishment. At that time, as some ulama, they say, that is a time when they will be given a punishment. And think about a person who's in that position, when you put all your hopes in one person, and that one person, he says, I have nothing to do with you. I did not teach you to do this. Think about the hopelessness that will come to these people at that time. Because now they have nowhere to go. And that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا قُلْتِ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ Ya Allah, I taught them only to worship you. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ That when my time came, when I went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you saw them what they were doing. This is not something that has come from me. Then at that time, see Isa alayhi salam, he's telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can do whatever you want. Okay, I have nothing to do. But at the same time, he has to show his humbleness too. And that time he will say, In tu'adhibuhum fa innahum ibaduk. Ya Allah, you are the judge, you are the jury, you're the executioner on this day of judgment. You can do whatever you want. In tu'adhibuhum fa innahum ibaduk. If you punish them, they are your slaves. Wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka anta azizu hakim. But if you forgive them, you are al-aziz. Al-aziz is in reference to a judge who has power, who has authority. On the day of judgment, they have the Allah has the authority. Innaka anta azizu hakim. Hakim is in reference to a hakim. A hakim makes a ruling. He makes a judgment. So Isa alayhi salam is saying that you are al-aziz, you are al-hakim. You can make the decision, but I have nothing to do with these people. And by the way, I'll finish on this inshallah. It is mentioned by Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu that a lot of times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would recite this ayah of the Quran. In tu'adhibuhum fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. At times he would recite this ayah repeatedly until the morning came. Why would he recite this repeatedly? Because out of love for his ummah. This is an ayah that he's saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, these are your slaves. If you punish them, they are your slaves. But if you forgive them, Ya Allah, you are al-aziz al-hakim. The Prophet ﷺ, he would often recite this ayah and he will cry for his ummah, subhanAllah. He will cry for you and I. So this is once again a very beautiful dua, and this is something that we should always recite to recite as a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a supplication to Allah. Even if we know someone has died and they were a Muslim, perhaps far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? At that time, you can recite this dua. Ya Allah, in tu'adhibuhum fa'innahum ibaduk. If you punish them, they are your slave. You can do whatever you want. But if you forgive them, fa'innaka antal azizu hakim. This is a dua that we can recite if we hear about anyone's death, inshallah. So this is just the conversation that takes place. Of course, I shared with you many lessons to be learned from this. The most important thing is, as I said earlier, Allah shares with us these stories. Their arrogance, the way they would demand things, the way they would talk, the way they would deviate. Allah shares us these stories so that we as a Muslim ummah, we don't follow that same trajectory. We don't follow that same path. We are smart, we learn from the past, and we make sure our future is better, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are committed to his deen in this dunya. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all of us, inshallah, in Jannah al-Firdaws al-A'la. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.